Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Trumas Daf Kuf Gimel in the Oiz V'Adar edition, Perek 11, Halacha Daled, immediately after the Mishnah. We're starting Daf Kuf Beis and with Beis on the bottom. The Mishnah mentioned that pits of fruits, when someone is mekansam, person gathers them, so it's asur because of Truma. Says the Gemara Ma'abi Yechanon, Begaline, galine means like garine, which means the pits of agasim, pears, the krus tamalin, which is another type of pears, himasniso is talking about. I mean, referring to pits which are royu lachilo, were edible. And that's the garidin that they have a din of truma. Continues the gemara of kuf gimel on dalaf on top. Oma blazer, vafilo tamar begalini haroitiv. Even if you're talking about other pits, and Reb Chaim brings here an example of pits of dates, be mechutsorim lematzmitz. Can you still suck some moist out of them. There's still something in the pits that you can take out and enjoy. So even though you cannot eat the actual pits, but sucking liquid out of them, it makes an early truma. Says the Gemara v'ataninon, but we learned in the same Mishnah, in our Mishnah, v'chen atzmois hegdish. We spoke about the bones of hegdish. Islach meimar memuchosorius lematzmetz. Can you say that we're talking about bones that have a little bit of liquid in them that you can suck them out? That's obviously considered to be something which is hegdish and you cannot throw away. Because that's what people do with bones. They suck out the liquid from the bones. So when the Mishnah gave us a rule, if someone gathers them, so then it has the din of hegdish. And if someone does not gather them, doesn't have a din of hegdish. That doesn't make sense. Even if someone does not gather them, this is almost like having the actual meat. So says the Gemara, lo yibiru sheik nafayim hasachusim. Literal translation is cartilage and wings, which refers to bones that are dry but are somewhat edible. So the Gemara is saying the same way by hegdish, you're taking bones that are somewhat edible. That's what we're saying. It depends on the person's das. If he's collecting them, that means it's food. If not, not. But there's no liquid here that you could suck out. So also garinim, the pits that we're talking about, are ones which are somewhat roi l'achilo, that are a little bit roi to be eaten, and then it depends on his das, but not the one that you suck out the liquid for them. That's what the Gemara concludes. Also, we talk about these dry bones that are somewhat roi l'achilo, and that's the case both by the bones and by the pits. Says the Gemara, subin shechados shoyz v'chulei. So we learn regarding fine bran, when a person goes and he sifts the wheat in order to get very fine flour. So if it's old wheat, so then the sifting process goes very well, and you can really differentiate between what's going to be food, which is the fine flour, and what's going to be thrown away. But if it's new, so then it does not sift well, and you still have actual flour that stays in the sifter, which does not go down, and therefore you're not allowed to throw it away. So says the Gemara, Ve'elam Chadoshas, what is the new? What's considered to be new wheat? As long as people are still hit the wheat to refine them. The first 30 days, the wheat is considered to be not dry enough, and only after 30 days is considered to be dry. Now the Mishnah mentioned that when you do this fine flour, it comes out to be kav or kavaim for each sale. Each sale is 6 kavim. So when you create the fine flour out of the entire wheat, you take out one kav or two kavim from one sale. So says the Gemara, that's the shear. The shear is 1 or 2 kavim. But you can make the flour more fine. You can't say, you know what, I'm gonna sift it so well, and I'm gonna create only half a kav from the sale. Because then it's considered to be that you're wasting truma. So v'atani misalet b'chitin kol shu roitze. We learn on the bright side, a person can do whatever he wants. If he wants to make a very fine flour and just take out a very, very small amount from the entire seri, he's allowed to. And similarly, when a kev biyere kol shuroitze, he can go and cut out from the vegetable, take out the leaves and the parts he doesn't want to eat, and keep only a very small amount. Says the Gemara, no, Ravo b'shar b'yichar b'ma'amidoy, and we use the Gersa Rav Chaim, al tamartoy. Meaning you'll cut off the leaves of the vegetable and leave only the middle stalk of the vegetable. Meaning, you can't just cut up whatever you want. You cut off whatever is normal to do. You don't cut out what it says, kol shuroitze, means you can cut off as much as you want until you get to the minimum amount which is allowed. Similarly, regarding the flour, you can sift the wheat until you get to fine flour, but it should not be less than one ka per se. So it depends on the times. If we talk about times that there's a lot of food in the world, so people are more fine, people are willing to lose more of the wheat in order to get more fine flour. But if it's not soiva, we talk about years of hunger in the world, so then people need more food, and then you're not allowed to go and sift the wheat so much and have less than one cow per sale. Says more Tama Tarina, we learned over there, Me'ei Avatiach, the pits of, Reb Chaim says Avatiach here means a melon, the Knoivis Yerek Shatrumo, and the cutting off the leaves, which are not edible for Trumo. Reb Deisa says, you could give Zayim to eat it, it's not Trumo at all. The Chachoy Mois, the Chachoy say, as it didn't Trumo, you're not allowed to eat it. Reb Avobisho Abiyuchan Loishanu, El Knoivis Yerek Shel Ganonim. Talking about when you have wholesalers, professionals, that they cut the vegetable, there they cut a lot of the vegetable. And there, therefore, some parts of the vegetable they cut is really roi lachilo, and therefore Rabbanan say has a din of truma. But if you talk about a regular person, not the professional wholesalers, Rabbanan might deem that whatever they cut is not roi lachilo and doesn't have a din of truma. Rabbanan asked, or he pointed out, all this whole nikuda is only the truma gedoilo. Talk about truma gedoilo is nito be'oimit, right? Truma gedoilo, how much you have to take? Midiraiso, we don't have to take any specific amount of truma. Chita akal puter sakeri. And even when you take, and Rabbanan said to take, it's only be'oimit, you don't have to take an exact amount, you take an approximate. So therefore we're saying, whatever you're cutting off doesn't have a din of truma. Ava betrumas ma'aser, but we talk about trumas ma'aser, what the levi needs to give the kohen, that there it's an exact amount, that's 10%, has to be exact. So in that case, and we're using here again the Gerus of Reb Chaim, Eino olin truma la'olin, v'lo ha'klochim truma la'klochim. Meaning then, every piece of the vegetable, a person wants to use it for truma, because he can't waste anything. It's an exact amount he can do. There's not an approximate amount. So then, it's even pieces of the leaves, which are usually not edible, and people throw them away, but we talk about truma's ma'aser, he's going to want to use that to be part of the truma, because he's going to make that truma on the other leaves, and the small pieces that are left can be truma on the stalks that are left. So therefore, everything is also lezarim according to everybody. Continues the Gemara in Amud Beis. We learned that when a person has a barrel and of wine of truma, and he pours the wine out, so you have to wait for what's called the last big three drops to spill out, and from there on, whatever's in the barrel, you could put chulin into it, I don't care, but it'll be batel beroith. But the Mishnah told us, but if he did go and take more than the last three drops, Ibamish took out every small drop that's left, if he did take it out, it is truma. We have a similar Mishnah in Masechet Bava Basra. There it says, when a person sells wine or oil to his friend, he needs to pour the content of the barrel to his friend and wait for the last three drops. And then it says, Toman Tanin, and we learn over there, here, Kino Umitzes, but if he came and he wiped out the small drops that are left after the three drops, Harehi Shil Moichir, the seller can keep it to himself. And according to Reb Chaim, now we add the words that the Gemara is going to say two lines down. The Ahocha Atom Arhochin, and here you say like this, meaning the Gemara is asking a contradiction. Here we're saying that once you did the three drops, whatever is left after that is still Truma if you took it out. The only time it's not Truma is if you leave it in the barrel. But there, when we talk about a seller, after he did the three drops, you say whatever's coming out after that, even if he's extracting the drops, belongs to the seller. What's the difference between our Mishnah and the Mishnah of Bava Basra? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Leis kan shel moicher ela shel erkeach. You're right. You have to change the gears. The gears of Bava Basra should be that if he does extract more drops, the drops belong to the lekeach, to the buyer, not to the seller. Omar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abelazar, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abelazar says, Mishum Yush. He says, no. The reason there is because the buyer is giving up. Once he took the last three drops, so whatever is left in the barrel, the buyer says, you know what, you can keep it to yourself. So therefore, the seller can keep it. But here by Truma, nobody has Yush. Continues the Gemara and says, Ve'af b'koidish ken. Don't we say also b'koidish that once you take the three drops out, so the rest is you're allowed to put chulin into it? Also, Avo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, that he said, Ve'af b'koidish ken. Yes, also b'koidish is it. Ova b'shayi l'shonu ele b'kotshim sheyesh lehem matirin. The only kotshim that we're talking about in this case is kochim, they have matirim. What does it mean kochim have matirim? You put some part of the kochim on the mizbeach, and the rest is mutar la'achilo. The example Rav Chaim brings, you have menachos. Menachos, you put some part on the mizbeach. The rest of the flour, one can eat. So then whatever is left, I don't really care how much is it. So therefore I say you give the general measurement, that's what you have to eat. And you take out whatever you can, you take the last three drops, and the rest is bottle. But when you have kochim, which the entire thing goes to the mizbeach, the Torah says put this entire amount on the mizbeach. Even the smallest amount needs to go on the mizbeach. So you have to pour everything out, and including the three drops, including every small drop that's left. Because the Torah was makbid, then the entire amount will go in the mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Rabboim Barchia Boy. So Rabboim Barchia asked, according to this, Hadin Luk Shemin Shematzer. What about the Luk Shemin of Mitzayu? Tzoyach La'achzir or Einu Tzoyach La'achzir? So Rabbi Chaim explains the following. What the Gemara spoke about till now by Kochim is case number one is you have the Menachos, you put already the part that goes on his back, the koimitz that goes on his back, what he rented on his back, and you're left with the shiarim, you're left with the leftovers, which you can eat. So then the Gemara says, there I don't care about the amount so much, once you poured everything out, even if there's a few drops left, I don't care. The flip side of it is, whatever goes on his back, the entire amount that goes on his back, so there I care even at the smallest drop. But now, says the Gemara, third case, what happens when you have something, that part of it needs to go on his back, and part of it not? Different than the first case, we're talking about after when he went to the Mizbeach. Here we're talking before he went to the Mizbeach. You have a part that's supposed to go to the Mizbeach, and so another part which was be left for the Kohanim. And the Gemara brings the example of the Lug of a Mitzoyu. Why are we bringing this example? Bring an example about something that you care about the amount. It's a Lug. You have to have a Lug of Mitzoyu. But not that the entire Lug needs to go to the Mizbeach. Only a small portion of it goes to the Mizbeach. So do we say before he went to the Mizbeach, I have here something which I care about the amount, it needs to be a look, and therefore I need to make sure that every drop is here until you throw in the mizbeach. Or you say, no, but once you throw in the mizbeach, whatever is left, I don't care how much is left. So therefore, I don't need the exact amount. You're going to put in the mizbeach the same amount. So if I'm having a barrel that has in it the oil of a mitzoyer, it's a look, and I'm pouring that look from one barrel to another, I should not care so much every drop should transfer, because I'll put on the mizbeach the same amount, and whatever is left, I don't really care about the amount. And the word tzorich la'achzir, return, means do you have to extract every single drop when you have a certain amount, but not the entire thing goes to the mizbeach. So the more in tema, if you're going to tell me tzorich la'achzir, that you do need to take every drop, the lo'ichzir, if you didn't take every drop, or even mishum chisar, so then he's missing out on the mitzvah. You need to have luk shil mitzvah, and he has a little bit less. In tema, ain't it's a chlachzer? But if you tell me that I don't need these small drops, and he came and he did extract these drops, or even mishum yisaron, then he's over that he's giving too much. The Torah said to give a look, don't give him more than a look. Says the Gemara of Chinah no loya amar keno. Chinah said the Shmuel in a different way. The way he said it is like this: Ela Omar, Rabbi Shaya said leishon lo bekotchim shishli metirim, as he said before, kotchim that you already put part of the mizbeach and the rest you can eat. The entire amount goes on his back. That's like we said before. Whatever goes on his back, you have to put the exact amount, everything including the last drops. So this is the statement we start with, that there's a difference between kachim that go on his back and the kachim that go, they don't go on his back. But according to this gear, so they're going to ask the question, what about the luk shem and shem tzayro? Isn't that comparable to kachim which are don't go kafuli on the mizbeach? And still, the tema tzach la'achzir, but the din is you do need to make sure that every drop is there. So according to this gear, so the Gemara is bringing the case of the mitzoyro not as a question, but as a statement. We know that the shemesh mitzoyro needs to be, you have to be maxed, you have to take out every drop. And that is a raya, that's a proof that even kochim sheyesh l'matirim, you care about every drop. It's a question, what we said before. And the Gemara concludes, Hadomra, this teaches you tzach la'achzir, v'lo hichzir oyver mishum chisorin. You have to return every drop, and if you don't, so you're missing out of the measurement of the look. And according to this gear, so the luk shemesh matzoyro is a proof that we should not differentiate by kachim between dovah shesh matirim and dovah she'ein lo matirim. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Trumos Daf Kuf Gimel.